It seems that when we think about love and the experience of love, that it is not just from the heart that we experience love. The intellect delights in the idea of love, and
Beautiful.
We just talked about Beautiful. How the senses process
Right.
the experience of love. And it seems also that even on the grossest levels of experience, love is present. And on the very subtle, tender fields of I-ness, we find love present and even more powerful.
Right, 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 right.
And also, no matter where we are in time, space, continuum, love
yes.
is there.
Right, right.
So it seems that...
It's the most tender impulse of life. It's omnipresent.
The nature of love must be in a very intimate relationship with the field of pure being.
Right.
And
it is a quality of being. Most tender quality of being. Just like intelligence. Even when it has not yet become creative, most tender impulse of intelligence. And that is the impulse of love. On that level, intelligence and love are not two different things. Same one, most tender impulse of life. And it starts to bifurcate as the manifestations grow.
It's difficult for me to distinguish between this tender impulse of love and a field of pure being, of absolute unmanifested awareness, intelligence. Could you speak more on the relationship, the nature of the relationship between the unmanifest and the impulse of love?
Impulse of love also has its two values, unmanifest and manifest. The mother is full of love. The sight of a child excites the waves in that quiet ocean of love. It starts to express. It wouldn't express if it was not there. It's there. The ocean is there. It just needs a wind for the waves to flow. So, relativity sets up the waves of love. That cognition of Vasishtha yesterday, I am radiating like the sun. Every little boundary in the relative is the expression of my own being. This is the influx of the ocean of love, ocean of life, ocean of intelligence. Same thing, material is the same, love, intelligence, life. Creative intelligence. Love is highly creative because creation is for evolution. Through love it evolves. It is the wave of love that concerns or that makes one concern for the environment, concern for the environment. This is radiation of the value of love. Every aspect of life and creation, evolution, can be talked in terms of love, existence, intelligence, growth, everything. Intelligence expressing itself takes the form of knowledge. Knowledge. Love, expressing itself, nourishes the heart. Knowledge for the mind, love, behavior, nourishment of the heart, both qualities of life become rich, more and more rich and more, like blossoms in its fuller value, with knowledge, with love, mind, heart, all. But basically, it's the same seed of life which expresses itself into the tree of life. CI and love, they are this flow of love equates with CI, creative intelligence. Love equates with intelligence. Waves of love equate with creative intelligence. So science of creative intelligence, science of the ocean of love. The same thing, systematic study of love, systematic study of intelligence.
Very beautiful.
Just as creative intelligence is by nature expanding. To expand is the nature of creative intelligence. It must create and recreate and recreate. Creation and recreation. Between re and creation is that tender feeling of happiness, which is just that love. Intelligence. The science of creative intelligence is the science of love, is the science of knowledge, is the science of power. There is no greater power than the power of love. It can melt the rocks. The greatest power is the power of love. And the science of love locates that. Science of power, we can say. Or science of love, we can say. Or science of creative intelligence, we can say. Or the science of knowledge, we can say. Science of knowledge offers a home of all knowledge, readily available on one's awareness at all times. Science of knowledge, and home of all knowledge. Science of love structures universal love. It's a great. Raises human to divine level. Cosmic consciousness. Huge. Universal love. Tremendous. That will mean full value of love, full value of intelligence. Ideal. When we can attribute to everything our own being, when we can attribute our own being to everything, then is the ideal state of union born of love. That is love. And human heart is capable of living that immense abundance of love. It's huge. And with this technique, morning, evening, you see, the whole thing is possible. So we are on the way to developing that quality within ourselves, within our heart, within our mind, within our understanding, within our feelings, which will make us live full value of love, full value of intelligence, full value of power. We own the universe, and own the universe to such an intimate value that universe is myself. To that value. And it's an experience of the people in the past, it's a growing experience of our people in the present. We have that knowledge, we have that technique, we keep on using that thing. We are going to make use of full value of life, love, knowledge, intelligence, everything. The whole thing is available. The teacher of science of creative intelligence has everything sorted out in mind. Everything is clear, there is nothing ambiguous, all harmony in the midst of all differences. We have a meaning in differences, and we have a meaning in harmony. And we have a meaning, a bigger meaning, the total whole meaning of life in the harmony amongst the differences. We make the differences the waves of eternal harmony. And that's how we, it's on that level we place our life, we live it. And we are in a hurry to develop this kind of life in everyone around us so that our own peace may not be lost. It can grow and it can grow and it can be. This world plan is for our own sake. The world has become so small today with all these communications that we can't remain a peaceful society if we have not made the world peaceful. Our ways of love will be damaged, will be broken if we find the hard rocks standing on the way. So we want to melt the hard rocks so that when we start to overflow, we don't dash and smash our ways on the hard rocks of ignorance. For that the world plan. 6 months, 1 year, we work everywhere. We have created a situation where each area will have this fountainhead of knowledge. All people in the area will be enlightened. This is what we want to create within these 6 months, 1 year, 2 years, as soon as possible.
Question to read from the audience. How do you feel love enough for one person to marry them when you love everyone?
A wide angle lens is capable of focusing on a point. Why not? Can focus a wide angle lens on a point. It will take the point and no harm it takes everything else around it, but it's capable of picking a point. Universal love can rise in the waves of individual love. This is how the waves arise. Each wave is a single individual wave. And the life is so traditionally, the life is constituted such that one is capable of handling so many waves of love. There is mother, there is father, there is sister, there is uncle and aunt and granduncles and grandaunts and wives and children and grandchildren and the tree on this side and the tree on this side. So many friends and so many employees. If one is an executive, or so many officers, if one is in the military, all different fields of love open and one swings in the waves in all directions. The very structure of life is such, life in society is such that it trains a man to love innumerable people around, and one has to keep satisfied everyone. Different waves in the ocean of love, and all are properly satisfied. One takes care of all the love. When you go to your, what they call, stores man, and you smile at him because every day you go to stores, there is that bond of love, and you don't want to break that friendship. Everywhere like that, the feeling of love. You sit in a bus and you talk to a man and there is that love created, let's say. And you want to maintain that, take an address, sometimes write to him, maintain that. So traditionally the structure of living is such that it promotes the ways of love in all directions. And the quality, the ability to love all the people who come in contact is just the ability where the lover, the heart, is free from stresses and strains, so he moves in all directions. You throw a stone, and the ripples move in all directions they go. So love is something, because it's life, and life flows. To evolve, to progress, is the nature of life. And when the life progresses, it just progresses in all directions, because all directions belong to him. So universal love does not prohibit one to love individuals. It is the ability to love individuals that gets a name, universal love. If one has not the ability to love the individuals, he won't have that name, universal love. When a man is capable of building many kinds of building, then he gets a name, builder. If he can't build one house, then he can't become a builder. It's the result of a collection. Universal love is the expanded value of individual love, and individual love is concentrated universal love. Only the heart has to be that universal and bound and expanded heart, which is so easy to cultivate. Once I was in Germany, and one of the initiators, he came, and he was an old initiator, and he was sitting with me, and there was a long queue. I was giving some advanced techniques at the time there, and the man, I kept him talking 15-20 minutes, and he was nervous because there was a long queue outside. He said, "People will think that you are partial." I said, "No, this is concentrated universal love." The ocean should be able to flow in one channel in any direction when needed. It can flow in all directions. It can flow in one direction, why not? So it's all life. All these things have relative values, but that is the situation. One is naturally capable of loving all the people. Family life is like that. Life in society is like that. So there is nothing new in the structure of universal love flowing in any one direction. Flow is always in one direction. And when one can flow in one direction, one can flow in any direction. Which is built in the structure of the nature of life. Flow in any direction. And when the reservoir is great, flow in all directions, inexhaustively. Here is the value of infinite awareness. Flow in the currents, individual currents, in all directions at the same time. Just like one pebble, and the ripples flow in all directions. Only that chance has to be created where the heart is unbounded. Release of stress day by day structures that quality easily. Hmm? Hmm?